Hello everyone, this is Adam Meister, the Bitcoin Meister, the Disrupt Meister. Welcome to my backup channel, and we're going to do a really fast extra show right now. It is Sunday, October the 8th, 2023. Hello, my elite friends. Strong hand conviction. All right, so this weekend was a Jewish holiday, so I was not on social media. I did not get to share my opinions on the situation. Apparently, some entities, whether it be 50 years ago or just this weekend, they like to do surprise attacks on countries during their holidays. And I'm going to tie this into Bitcoin real quick. But I do want to make it very clear that that was what happened in Israel this weekend on Shemini Atzeret, Simchas Torah, Shabbat. It was pure barbarism. It is a culture of barbarism. These are barbarians, the ones who perpetrated these crimes. And if you can watch these videos and somehow equate the treatment, the living conditions of the people of Gaza with the activities, you don't act like an animal. You don't drag around dead bodies, act like a barbarian, act like an animal because you live in crowded conditions, okay? Because you say there's apartheid, all right? I mean, it boils down to this. I mean, if this is acceptable to you, that political conditions, political change, if you want that, if you want a socialist revolution, let's say, do you get to act like a barbarian? I mean, is that it to end property rights? There's some groups that want to get rid of property rights. So they just steal all my property and drag around my mother and my sister and their kids and kill them in front of me and stuff? I mean, like a barbarian. I mean, is that right? Do you equate that, with what you perceive the treatment? Because let me tell you, the state of Israel, the country of Israel, doesn't treat these Arabs like in a barbaric style. They do not target civilians. These barbarians targeted civilians. Get that through your heads. They target civilians. Robert F. Kennedy is the best. Put this so succinctly a few weeks ago, and people are like, "Oh, he just loves the Jews, or he's paid by the Jews, or something." No, the Arabs of Gaza, of the West Bank, target civilians. Israel retaliates by targeting the military infrastructure of these terrorist organizations. Israel never aims to attack women and children. And so, and old people, civilians, they attack the terrorist infrastructure made up of the Hamas group, okay, which is an organized infrastructure. You can say, well, they're just civilians, because they're not part of an official army. No, it is an organized terrorist group, okay? It's an organized government entity. Is it traditional government that we're used to here in the United States? No, it is not, okay? It's not. But it is, they are not regular civilians. When Israel freaking bombs the house of and warns the people to get out of the darn house, the house owned by the person who, killed 10 random Jews in Israel, okay? If you have a moral equivalency between Israel and these barbarians, after watching what's been on social media, what's been on the TV and everything, I don't know what to say. You don't know what right and wrong are, dude. There's good and bad. Do you understand good and bad? I mean, this is what's lacking to tell you the truth, it's pretty clear the majority of the people out there understand good and bad. After watching what happened this weekend, they've chosen the side of good, okay? And Israel is on the side of good. that there is no doubt about this. And that the barbarians who carried this out are animals. They're freaking animals. Okay? I mean, what else do you have to say when you see these things? Dragging around young girls that are dead into pickup trucks and stuff after they've done who knows what? They killed a bunch of kids at a rave in the desert. That makes them real men, doesn't it? That really gets them their own country or something like that, okay? And then people are going to say, well, Israel shuts down their water supply. No, you don't go doing that, all right? And right now, Israel hasn't been tough with these people yet, okay? They haven't been. They should really cut off all the water, cut off all the food, and say, this is what you do, okay? This is what you attack our civilians? This is insane. They've tried everything else. It's going to get nasty. Now, there's the question of who is funding this proxy action against Israel. Now, it's probably Iran. It's Iran, obviously. They fund Hezbollah. They fund all those lovely organizations that you try to morally equivocate with Israel and everything. You know, the people who don't understand good and bad. All right. So here's the situation, all you Bitcoiners out there and everything. I mean, there's a chance that Israel will attack Iran, all right? And a lot of people are wondering, you know, why is Israel friends with Azerbaijan? Why is Israel selling arms to Azerbaijan against Armenia? Because it seems like Armenia is on the right side of history here, not Azerbaijan, okay? And that's an interesting situation. I was wondering that myself. Well, guess what? You know, Israel doesn't have any darn friends, okay? Nobody likes the darn Jews, okay? So they make friends with Azerbaijan so that if they ever have to send drones into Iran, they can. And that's why that's going on. And as those of you who even follow the Azerbaijan-Armenia situation, is that, yeah, Israel's friends with Azerbaijan so they can attack Iran one day, okay? They don't give a darn about Azerbaijan, all right? And with Azerbaijan... Unfortunately, Israel has given Azerbaijan weapons and I guess money to carry out something that's not too cool against Armenia. Okay, not at all. Now, but with all that in mind, yes, there is a chance Israel will attack Iran. And if such a situation occurs, we got a couple problems here. You know, for those of us that, first of all, if you have a strong hand, you're cool. But the price of Bitcoin is going to go crazy on the downside. All right. Obviously, if Israel starts bombing Iran, but it is a chance. There's definitely a chance they're going to bomb Iran. Now, the other problem with Israel bombing Iran is the situation the United States has gotten itself into. Israel will say we are bombing the entity that is funding the proxy war against us. Then what happens if Russia says we want to bomb the entity that is funding the proxy war against us? Then we got a real problem. And it's not going to be about worrying about Bitcoin price at all. Now, let's hope it doesn't come to that, okay? But it's going to be a real nasty situation if Russia starts saying, wait a second, well, why can Israel bomb the entity that's bombing, that funded the proxy war against Israel? I mean, we know who's funding the proxy war against us. And again, Russia is a bunch of, they're tyrannical, horrible people, okay? I mean, what they did, all right? It's bad. It's not good. It's not good. Nobody wants to be in Russia. I've said it for years and years. I don't like the Ukraine either, okay, man? I don't really, you know, let them just fight each other and everything. And by the way, I'm not saying the United States, you know, if you misinterpret this video, that the United States should start funding Israel and get involved in Gaza and stuff. I'm saying the total opposite. United States has held back Israel all these years and said, oh, don't do this, but, you know, restraint, 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 restraint. Just United States says, do what you want to do. You don't own us. We don't own you. You go do what you want to do, okay? Do what you want to do to these barbaric animals that carried out direct attacks on your civilians. I mean, what would happen if an organized Mexican cartel just started killing Americans in Texas? Just, in brutal, horrible ways, dragging their bodies around, screaming, cheering. You know, having celebrations about it. Come on, what would happen? We all know what would happen. I mean, now, so I'm just saying. I want to point out that I'm no supporter of Russia. I'm no supporter of the Ukraine. I'm no supporter of the United States funding Israel. I think the United States should not fund Israel at all. I think Israel is quite productive. And but by the way, I have been to what you people, I've been to Judea and Samaria, all right, which some people call the West Bank, all right. I was there in 2019, January 10th of 2019, I believe it was. You can look it up in my old videos. And again, it's a clash of cultures, a people that chooses a backward way of life. Okay, I mean, you see, Israel builds all the roads and everything, and then you see these dudes on their horse and buggy and stuff. You know, they're living in a backwards. They're living in the past, and it's not because of Israel they're living in the past. It's because of envy. It's because they have been brainwashed in such a way by their leaders to hate the Jews, to blame all the problems. This is why I don't like scapegoating at all. I don't like scapegoating at all. All right? I don't like it. This is what it leads to, where these people become all they want is the destruction of the people who are supposedly enslaving them or whatever, okay? And they've lost all concept of reality and gone back to the Stone Age, where they act like animals and club people once they get a few... And Israel became complacent. I mean, it just shows you can have all the technology in the world. And if a barbarian wants to act like a barbarian and start killing your women and children and stuff, they can do it. They can get through the fences. They can get through this stuff. If they think they're not going to be a good, they're not going to be punished. Okay. Because they haven't been properly disciplined yet, to say the least. They had every incentive in the world to try to pull this off. And they did pull it off. It is a nasty, disgusting thing what they pulled off. It should offend all Westerners' sensibilities of morality and civility and just acting like a human being. This is not humanity. I cannot believe that some people are saying, well, you know, Israel treated them this way, so they get to act like animals now. No, there's nothing. There's right and wrong here. You don't go act like an animal like this and target civilians in the most brutal animalistic fashion imaginable. That you can't even see some of this stuff. It leaves nightmares in your head, what they've done and stuff. I mean, the targeting of children, the targeting of people at a rave. It's insanity. All right. So I think I've shared my opinions on this. I hope it does not come to... I hope it doesn't come to a point where Russia feels the need to copy what Israel might do to Iran. Because you know what? I think Israel should target all entities that finance this situation. If they have, whether it be the individuals, targeted assassinations of specific Iranians or whatever. I mean, this can't happen again. This, you can't live like this, for God's sakes. It's absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, there was, as I said, it appears that most of humanity still has some common sense and knows what right and wrong is. And that's a positive you can draw out of this. But Israel only has a limited time to get this going, okay? To at least, flatten the perpetrators that are near them in the Gaza Strip, and take complete control over it is what they should do. And there's going to be some death and destruction. It's going to be nasty. So immediately, right now when they have the side of the world community, because Israel, unfortunately, fitting in is overrated. They don't get that. They try to fit in. Well, right now they can fit in for a little bit. They got a time period where they can fit in and feel comfortable. But already in New York City, there's leftists having a protest, saying that moral equivalency. It's insane. They only have a limited time before they're not going to fit in with the mainstream. They shouldn't give a rat's. They got to protect their people, okay? That's the role of a government, isn't it? If your people are getting murdered by an outside entity, that there's it's self-defense. Okay. That's why, I mean, I'm all for small government and everything. I'm all for decentralization of the United States of America and all 50 states doing different things. But the cool thing about our federalism is that if one state gets attacked, well, then all the others band together to take on that outside entity. And back in the day, it was England and France. And people have forgotten that, you know, in theory, it could happen again. They could. So with our own, and I've said this before on shows, that I think the United States flag shouldn't be 50 stars. It should be 50 nukes. That is that is what the federal government is supposed to do. Deal with outside entities attacking the 50 states. Okay. But we've lost complete control. I mean, they do every, I can't stand our federal government, how huge it is becoming. It's never supposed to be that way. So you could be the biggest fan of decentralization in the world, which I am. But at the same time, when it comes to the United States government, it admit that there should be a federal structure that's very minimal that protects the entire entity. So again, I apply that to Israel and all other countries, that they should have the right, if their citizens are being attacked by outside entities, to go after those outside entities in a united front. That's how they protect the people. They're not there to protect them from viruses. They're not there to protect them from words. Okay. All the people that are going to be out there protesting for these barbarians, they have every right to do it in the United States of America. They have every, you know, the things I've seen on Twitter, the few things that are pro-barbarian, yeah, they could do. I don't want to silence them. I just think these people are insane. I can't even believe that they, you just don't know between right and wrong. I mean, you have the right to support, to verbally support evil. Okay. And say, I like evil. I think those evil people are normal. I think doing X, Y, Z is normal. Now, if you tell someone, go do those things, well, then you're getting into some bad territory right there. All right. Let's see if there are any questions. Shalom. Yeah. Shalom. It'll lead to peace eventually. Trump would never have allowed this. Well, JC, this is the situation. Trump would have never given $6 billion to the Iranians. Okay. That he stopped right away. And for some reason, there are all these people that think it's a good idea that Biden wanted to reinitiate the $6 billion that Obama wanted to give to Iran. And look what happens. And people say, well, the $6 billion is just going to humanitarian aid in Iran. Okay. So then that money that Iran was spending on feeding their people, they can reallocate that to doing outside of Iran things. Okay. You are helping them. It's fungible, dude. It's freaking fungible, people out there. So yeah, I'm not one to glorify Trump or anything like that, but he was on the way. He was ignoring these barbarians. Okay. He was saying about the barbarians in the Gaza and everything. He was saying, you know what? Other countries, you want to do business with Israel, UAE and Bahrain, be friends with them. And they're friends. They have economic ties. It's beautiful. It's focusing on production instead of these envious, hateful barbarians. Just forget about the envious. They don't have a role at the table. Envious, hatred barbarians. You don't let them to go. They're not equal players in all this when they act like animals. Okay. You go to other entities in the region and say, okay, here's Israel. They got this barbaric problem on their border in Gaza. Okay, because they've given up Gaza. They said in 2006 or 2005, whenever it was, Israel gives up Gaza, it'll solve everything. What did it solve? Look what it did this weekend. It's absolutely ridiculous. So again, Trump, I think the best thing, and I've said this before, I think the best thing he did was the Abraham Accords. And some people are saying that the Arabs in Gaza struck now because they know Israel is getting close to some kind of a similar agreement with Saudi Arabia. And again, what that means is that Saudi Arabia would say, you know what, you barbarians, we can't deal with you anymore. We're just going to do business with these people. And that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. And then the barbarians will have a choice. We can continue to be barbarians, or we can join the civilized world and act like regular human beings and embrace the technology that our neighbor who wants to be our friend will allow us to have and teach us and go to their schools and stuff, okay? Israel is just a technological powerhouse. It's so impressive if you're there. And it's a shame that they have to use their brains on making iron domes and all these really advanced technological weapon systems when they could be maybe doing research on the how to extend everybody's life and stuff. Much better things, okay, in creating just weapons and stuff, to self-defense weapons. I mean, they're impressive self-defense weapons, but they're not perfect, to say the least. And it just, war is not a cool state to be in constantly. And it's not productive. It is a zero-sum game. And what Trump was pushing Israel and its other neighbors toward were non-zero-sum games, being more productive, not being envious, not being scapegoating and everything. All right. So I'm Adam Meister, Bitcoin Meister. Pound that freaking like button. Share this thing on Twitter, because this is just on the backup channel. I didn't want to, you don't want to put this on your main channel, because YouTube will probably close down my main channel because I said barbarians and animals and stuff like this. I'll tweet this out on Monday morning and stuff. It's, I'll wait till then. But I'm glad that there, some of the guys, Johnny Midas, JC, Doug, and some of my favorite guys are here. Salty Mashed Potatoes, Shalom, Old Rounder. All right, good names. I haven't seen some of these dudes for a while. Pound that like button. See you guys later. Thank you.